Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Tamara Judge, and
Emily Simpson, who is sick.
Sick Emily Simpson.
Yeah, sorry.
But
guys,
you're going to get better. You're going to get better because we have some filming to do.
I know. I'm ready. Okay. I'll be ready by then. I got 2 weeks.
I got to ask you a question. Do you have to mentally prepare for this? Because I do.
Yes. First of all, I go through, I wish I could talk. First of all, I go through many stages. I go through stage one, which is this, I don't want to do it anymore. I quit.
Yeah.
Then I do I guess I'll do it one more time.
One more season.
I got one more.
Yeah.
Then I do the, okay, let's get this shit. Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's get it going.
I go through all of those stages.
So my phase right now, because I've been hanging out at Big Bear and not really giving two shits about what I look like.
Yeah.
And all that crap, just no makeup hanging out. And I'm like, oh my God, the fact of putting makeup on and dressing up. So now I gotta buy clothes.
Yeah. I know that stresses me out.
So I told Heather, because me and Heather had this conversation. She's like, I got to purge my closet. And I go, I'm going to do that like the week before, but I'm going to go to Zara and buy like 75 shirts because you can wear the same jeans, but
that's That is true.
But 75 shirts and just, change it up.
Get one pair of black pants, one pair of jeans,
a
skirt, and 8,000 tops.
8,000 tops. But we can't forget our Spanx leather pants that we all wear because I just love that.
Yeah, I have like 10 pairs of those.
Okay, so you're like me, gearing up to film.
Yeah.
Now let's get on to The Real Housewives of Miami because this is one show that never disappoints, I don't think. So Alexia says Todd doesn't think it's a good idea to buy an apartment they have rented for the past 6 years. The owner of the apartment sold the apartment, so they have to find a new place to move out to. She wants to live in an apartment over a house because she feels it'll be better with Frankie having, other people around when he's alone. Totally get her perspective. I would want to do the same thing. I was just shocked that they were renting. I thought that was her house.
Yeah, I'm always shocked to find out when people rent too. But then I'm shocked when they say things like they think it's better to rent. I don't understand.
Stupid? No, you're not stupid. But I mean, I haven't rented a house and I can't tell you how long. But, we're thinking about selling the house. And I keep telling Eddie, where are we going to go? There's nothing out there. There's like six houses for sale in our area. And, our interest rate on this house is so low. And anywhere you go, the interest rates are so high that it's So I don't know. And he said, well, maybe we'll rent until the interest rates go down or we find something. And I'm like, I haven't rented in a long time.
I know.
That would be difficult.
Yeah. Like I've never, in the 15 years that Shane and I have been married, we've never rented. We own. So I don't understand the benefits of renting. Cause to me, you're just throwing money away every month. Right.
Especially if you're like $10,000, $15,000 a month and doing it for years and years.
That would kill me to write that check.
It's hard. Like for me,
and then you walk away at the end, you have nothing.
I know. I'm too cheap for that.
Me too.
Like even cars, like I don't want to, like my car is paid off, but I don't want a car with these people are spending $150,000 on a car payment and having $2,000-$3,000 car. I'm like, I don't understand that concept.
I don't
not that important for me to be in a fancy car. Well, I'm in a fancy car, but you know, like $250,000. So anyway, I mean, moving isn't fun. I can't even imagine moving on that short of notice. Now she's saying there's 15 days notice. And he's like, no, you had a 30-day notice.
Yeah.
You have 30 days. We have 30 days until our lease expires. So,
but it was something like they were hoping maybe that they would move in 15 days, but they don't have to move in 15 days. It could be 30 days.
Yeah. It was very confusing. Yeah. I don't know. But, Adriana, she's doing double time work this season.
Yeah, so she is.
She really is. She's telling Julia that she heard Alexia and Todd are having financial issues. Adriana says, the interest rates are high, which they are, and Todd's business is not doing well. So she has to break the lease and leave their apartment. Now, this is a totally different story than what Alexia is saying. And it's just kind of nasty to even like go there.
Yeah.
But Anna, now, I don't know. Do you remember Anna from one of the original?
I do. But you know what I remember her from? Do you remember that show, The Prophet?
I heard about it. I knew that she was in it, right?
Yeah. I saw that episode that she was on.
I didn't see that.
I know her from that.
I talked to her once in a while. We've done a live together. We'll DM once in a while, but I don't know much more than that. She sent me some of her products and she's always been super nice to me. But Anna was very good friends with them years ago, Alexia and Marisol, and then they had a falling out. Mm-hmm. So do you think she's back just to stir up the shit or to get her job back?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Well, Adriana loves to spread rumors by using a little birdie.
Yeah. But then she says, her name.
Yeah. Well, can I trust you? Yes, I can trust. Okay. It was Anna.
Right. And the cameras in the car.
Yeah. So a little backstory from people that people don't know about Anna is she was a housewife on season 2 of The Real Housewives of Miami. And then she was a friend on season 3. Mm. She was actually really close to Marisol and Alexia during the original run. They were labeled the three musketeers by Lisa. That's how close they were. Kind of like the three amigas. Yeah. So you know, that all pans out, but Adriana telling Julia not to repeat the rumor as she's telling her on camera.
Right. I love it when people do that. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. But what is basically code for spread the rumor, please.
Right. Right.
Let's hurt Alexia. Spread the rumor.
Okay. So then what's your take on it? Do you think that they're having financial problems and that's why they're moving? Or do you think the lease, they really did sell the apartment and their lease is now non-existent?
I don't know. I mean, I believed her when she told me that. I mean, he's successful. You can tell by their lifestyle and all that, but you never know how people are living. You just don't.
Right.
But you know, Adriana is always there. I mean, how does Anna know? How would she know?
Does anybody really know
your financial situation?
They don't. My assumption was she heard that they were moving and that they were probably moving quickly. And when people hear that somebody's moving quickly, they want to make it salacious. Yeah. That's my take on it. Yeah. Whereas, you know,
making a big deal out of nothing.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Well, I'm anxious to see what kind of how she moves into, because if she downsides considerably, then we'll be like, okay, maybe there was some money issues or whatever. But honestly, who cares? People go through ups and downs. Exactly. Now, what I do care about is Julia's new confessional outfit. I don't know if you noticed.
Is that the one with the martini glasses?
She has martini glasses as earrings and it's an unbuttoned jean shirt.
Yeah.
Didn't care for it.
No, I didn't either. It looked like if Annabelle made me get dressed for New Year's.
I'm like, where is she going with this outfit? I have noticed lately a lot of confessional looks. Girls are wearing jeans. I think Erin wore
Lisa Barlow does.
Lisa Barlow did.
Yeah.
There's a few of them. And I'm like, I always wanted to just wear jeans. I'd rather just wear sweats.
No, can we just wear workout pants in our confessionals? I can't even do jeans.
I can't. Me too.
Let's skip the denim and go straight to just workout pants.
Workout clothes. Exactly. So then Jody tells Lisa that he has a lot going on trying to start a business and also taking on the media articles about him.
Okay, so, what does Jody do? Because it looks like he's pretty well off.
We don't know. I don't think we know.
Okay.
But he's obviously starting a new business and he's not liking the articles that are coming out about him. He says he would like if Lisa checked in on him more and asked him how he's doing.
I thought that was fair. That's a fair request.
But if you have to ask your new girlfriend, boyfriend, yeah. I really like for you to check on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not good. Like, you know, when relationships new, you're always texting, always checking in, yeah. all that. But
well, the way I took it was because she has this really bad divorce with Lenny going on and that really consumes her life. I'm sure yeah. that's all she talks about all day long. And she probably never says to him, how was your day? How are you doing? What's going right. on with you?
Well, it's probably because she's too busy taking pictures of her food. Yeah. So she was taking pictures of her food to post, I'm assuming.
Oh my God, how checked out with Lenny and every flashback they showed.
Oh my God. I know. But now I think she's almost used to it. So now she has a guy that's very checked in yeah. and she doesn't know how to act. She doesn't know what to do. I mean, setting a timer on her phone to check in on her boyfriend.
Right. I was like, oh, that was bad. Like you can't have an alarm going off telling you that you have to check in on your boyfriend and ask him how he's doing.
Yeah. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got you. And then we go on to Larsa. She gets emotional with Lisa talking about how Scotty's family was resentful towards her. Lisa apologizes for not asking how Larsa is doing and thinks she hasn't been the best friend. Lisa gets a notification on her phone to remind herself to check in on Jody. I mean, here she is talking to Larsa about how she's not really good at checking in and not a good friend. And then she has an alarm. I mean, then you're sitting with a girl that can't be away from her boyfriend for 2 seconds, has a podcast.
Oh, poor Larsa. I mean, she is just a smitten kitten, isn't she?
She is. She really is. She actually is so sweet. So
she is.
But you know, looking back, you've never seen anybody from Lisa or Larsa's family on the show.
No.
We've never seen, like, I don't know anything about Lisa's family at all. She talked a lot about Lenny's family.
Yeah, and she talked about how she has no one out there, which made me I felt for that because I'm in Orange County with Shane. I have no family here. None.
Yeah.
So if
you,
Shane
but you've said that you've said you've had, family. I don't know that she's ever talked about her family that I can remember of, and definitely have not seen anybody from her family.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that was weird that Larsa rarely opens up about stuff like this when she was talking about, you know, her family. And I think that, you know, when you're at that level that she's at, she has a lot of celebrity friends.
Right.
It's just a known thing. Don't talk about me.
Right.
Don't talk about me on your show.
Right.
But it was rare to hear her talk about how his family kind of turned their back.
And people take sides. It happens in divorces. So
yeah, for sure.
And you know what? When I went to Kathy Hilton's Christmas party, I actually rode with Larsa and Marcus to the party from Crystal's house. It was just me.
I love them.
And Paulina, my trainer, and then Larsa and Marcus. It was just the four of us. They are so sweet. And you can tell that they are so in love and like
so
really
in love.
genuinely like really into each other. And it was really, I mean,
they're really like cute them. Together.
They
and
are.
Just, you could see the love. Like they have their own podcast, Separation Anxiety. Like they are together all the time. But so we move on. Lisa picks Larsa up in a Honda, which is our housekeeper.
I thought this was hilarious.
That was like TV gold right there.
And then when Larsa says we could rob a bank, no one would know it was us. I was like, that is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
And it's so funny. And then when she first pulled up, Larsa was so confused. Like, do you want me to get into a Honda?
Right.
I mean, the scene was hilarious.
It was so funny.
It was very smart for her to do that. All the girls giving her shit about her spending and all that stuff.
Well, I didn't really understand that. So she doesn't have her own vehicle. She's just using Lenny.
We're all confused on that. Okay. So I think what it is, and I think we're speculating, I think Lenny still lives at the house.
Right.
So whatever the cars that are there are in his name.
I assume everything is in his name.
Yeah. She doesn't have a car outside of Lenny.
Right. So then they get divorced and now she's just, there's nothing in her name. I assume the home isn't in her name.
But is he going to take her goddamn car? Like, come on.
I don't know. That dude seemed like, I watched those scenes of him and like, I don't think he seems pretty brutal.
Yeah. I predict he won't be with that girlfriend, that fiance he has.
Oh no, that won't last.
No. Do you think that did you see chemistry between Lisa and Jody?
Not really, but
I don't either. But I don't like it because I like them both. And I've, you know, hung out with them at BravoCon and stuff. And
maybe he's just not comfortable on camera. I mean,
maybe that's,
I mean,
they look fine in person, but it was just, I just felt like, I don't know. I mean, and the girls are trying to tell her, stop talking about Lenny.
Right. But that's what's going on in her life. And that's what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to talk about
and
our life.
And you know how
so.
they beat a dead horse.
Yeah. And they tell you, like, talk about this, talk about your divorce, talk about your status, talk about Lenny, talk about the cars, talk about what you're doing.
Now, this, I got mixed feelings from friends just talking about this. So Nicole invited Anna to her luncheon since Adriana asked her to bring her. Nicole says she has never been told if the ladies have issues with her. Alexia sees Anna's name on the table and freaks out. She tells Nicole that this is a bad move. First of all, she's like, who's Anna? Who's Anna? Who's Anna?
Right.
And it's really ugly on her part. Marisol leaves since she thinks Anna's toxic. Alexia leaves too, saying this is so Nicole. Now, is Nicole being shady? Because I don't see Nicole being shady, or is she just totally unaware?
I don't know because I don't think Nicole is shady either. I think Nicole always comes off as very stoic
Sweet,
and
yes.
sweet and stand up. But she genuinely looked confused about the whole Anna thing. But I also don't think it takes a lot of brain cells to figure out if you're inviting someone new. She had to know that there's history with these women.
She had to have.
She knows that much.
And it could be a situation as well as where production's like, yeah, we want to start throwing Anna in. You know, she was
Right.
one of the original girls, so let's start throwing her in. So this is a
Right.
good party for her to go to. But Nicole did not invite her. She did not invite Anna. It was Adriana. They did a flashback of her
Oh.
saying, "Do you mind if Anna comes?" She's like, "No, that's okay." Like she goes, even Andy, she broke the fourth wall. Even Andy asked me about Anna at the reunion. And I said, "Yeah, she's reached out to me."
Then I assume with all those outside circumstances that in her mind she's probably thinking it's not a big deal.
But don't you think exactly? But don't you think like if we're having a luncheon and they're going to bring somebody back? Let's say we have a luncheon and they're going to bring Vicky to it.
Yeah.
We usually know,
Right.
don't we usually know? I mean,
Unless,
there's very few surprises.
yeah, I can't think of anything that was like a huge surprise ever.
Yeah, and just seeing her say, "Who's Anna? Who's Anna?" Alexia would like she. It's
Well,
like
she
she
went right
knew.
to it. She went right to
Right
that
to it.
spot. Yeah. So that made me think that like, oh, she knew to look for it or something because she went right to it.
Yeah, I agree. I just wish Alexia and Marisol would have stayed. Now we had a to be continued, so we don't know exactly what happens. But you see them walking out
Right.
towards the elevators, and I'm like, why would you leave? Why does she scare you that much? Now I know
Yeah.
Anna's daughter called Marisol a rotting corpse
Oh,
on a
that was, yeah,
podcast.
that was bad.
That was bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Anna that said it. It was the daughter. But
Right.
still, I mean, you're kind
Yeah.
of guilty by association.
Right.
But I mean, overall, it's such a, every episode in Miami is so good.
Yeah. Miami, it makes me want to go to Miami, though. It's so
I know.
colorful and bright and lively. It makes me want to move there. Now I want to move to Miami.
Let's go. But a few fan thoughts. Nicole knows what she was doing. I really do disagree with that. I really do. Unless like she might have thought like, oh, maybe they're not the best of friends, but maybe she didn't have details. Maybe she didn't know that Anna was going after her on podcasts and things like that. But isn't that what you want at your parties, especially when you're filming Housewives? You want the
Right.
drama.
Right. Right.
So I mean, it wasn't anything that bad. It's not like she slept with her husband or something.
Right.
Adriana is jealous of Alexia. That's what fans are saying. And Anna is trying to get her mojito back. Well, can you blame a girl?
No, I don't think you can blame anyone for trying to come back on a show, whatever, you
A hit
know.
TV show, right?
Right.
But
No.
overall, it was a great episode. Loving
Oh
Miami.
my God, Adriana is, she is like, she's like the Monica, but not quite the Monica.
Oh my gosh,
She,
she is a
but she's in
definite
there. She's in
shit
there.
stirrer.
Yeah, but you
Earlier
love it.
episode, yeah.
'Cause what else? I mean, that's what I hate it when the fans get pissed at Housewives for being shit stirrers. It's like, do you want us all to just sit around and like hold hands and sing Kumbaya? You'll be pissed
I
if that's
know.
what's
Well,
going
you know
on.
what's crazy is just thinking like she's not even a housewife. She's a friend.
Who, Adriana?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a friend.
She's a friend, I believe. Yeah. So she gets more involved than some of the housewives. And she's always, and I don't know why she's just a friend. I'm dying to know who our new housewife will be.
Yeah, or housewives.
How, or housewives or whatever it's going to
I
be.
don't, the combination is killing me too. And you know, they're not going to tell us. We're just going to show up to something.
I
And
know.
it's going to be like, surprise.
Oh, here you go. Well, Emily, thank you so much for filling in for
Well,
Teddy.
thank you for
And
inviting me. And I apologize about my voice. I know how
no, it's
annoying it
fine.
is.
I know it's not at all. I hope you feel better. And guys, go get those tickets for San
Come to
Francisco.
San
We
Francisco,
want to meet
guys.
you. We want to take pictures. We
It'll
have
be
a lot.
fun.
It's going to be so much fun. And I'm hoping that maybe our cast members might be there,
I was just going to say that.
if
I
you know what
didn't
I
know.
mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe a couple cameras.
I mean, I feel like it has to happen.
It needs to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And see you in a
Until
couple
next time.
weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
See
gosh.
you in a couple weeks. A
Time
camera
to
in your
start
face.
shopping. Get yourself shopping.
I'm going to be getting on Zara right now.
There you go. Get your 8,000 tops.
That's right.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.